are you all?
And Kim, what did you think of the fact that your MP Shane Jones was at the Destiny Church over the weekend?
Well, most MPs are allowed to go most places, and I haven't really got a comment to make whether he went to Destiny Church, Catholic Church, Presbyterian Church, or no church.
What do you think of the Destiny Church's ideas, though, on homosexuality?
I've got no comment to make about Destiny Church. So have we got any other questions?
The government is borrowing more than it needs to repay debt. Are you surprised at that?
Well, what I think the government ought to be doing is being absolutely upfront and honest with the public. They have sold to the public now for months that they're borrowing $380 million. We've got a debt mountain, which we all acknowledge is a problem. But now we learn that they are borrowing more than they need. And I think what needs to happen now is that they've got to be upfront with the public as to why they're borrowing this money and why it suddenly doesn't need to be borrowed a little later on. Because I predict that's when they'll say what a fantastic job they've done in reducing their need for borrowing.
Is the allegation, though, really that they are borrowing more money than they actually need to just so that they can say how well they've done later on?
Well, I don't know. Why haven't they been up front now? I mean, there wouldn't be a person here in the media who doesn't believe that we've had to borrow $380 million a week. We've been told it over and over again by Mr. English and Mr. Key. What we want now from them is why they're borrowing that amount of money, why are they stocking money up now, what's it going to be used for, and why does it suddenly drop away a little later on? And is that when they're saying we no longer need it because we've done such a good job? Maybe we're being cynical, but people will be unless they know the truth.
Wouldn't you just be borrowing more because the interest rates were favourable?
Well, just tell us that. All I'm saying is be honest.
Well, they said that this morning.
What do you think about the pressure that they're putting on the dollar by borrowing so heavily ahead of time?
Well, I think that's all about interest rates, isn't it?
Mr. English said that the borrowing was due to the market conditions and interest rates.
He said that this morning.
He did, and he said that he said he says that he expects to be borrowing less because he's borrowing more now, but it just makes sense to do so.
Yes, well, I think that would have been a really good thing to say months ago. Instead of building up the concern amongst the public that we've got a huge deficit we have to fund, that we've got a growing debt, and there needs to be asset sales, there needs to be cuts in KiwiSaver to pay for all this. Because that is the perception, and in politics, perception is everything. The perception is that they've had to borrow this amount of money. It would have been honest to say up front, we're borrowing because there's good market rates, we don't actually need this amount of money, and we're going to reduce that borrowing a little later in the year.
But you don't have a problem with the actual borrowing, if it makes sense.
If it makes sense to borrow at a good rate, nobody would. But what I think is not right is to have the public believe month after month they needed to borrow that amount of money, and if they didn't, we're going to be facing really dire circumstances. Well, of course we've got a debt problem, and we're determined that we will tackle that with our policies. But what we think you ought to be is honest with the public about what you're doing.